I am not famous. I may not even be a semi-demi-pseudo-celebrity about to experience her 15 minutes of fame. I'm like you. I grew up someplace unfabulous, moved away, built a successful career, fell in love, got married, and did all the things that contributing members of society are likely to do. What do I have to say that merits your attention? Why would I have the audacity to write a book about myself? Well, every time I have shared a story from my life experiences with my friends, they would stare at me, slack-jawed, while shaking their heads in bewilderment. They would say, "You know, you really have to write this down. Write a book." Invariably, my response to them was, "I am not a writer, and who would care anyway? You are only listening because you're a captive audience." They would insist that was not the case. I would insist it was, and that was the end of that. Admittedly, most of my life's events and stories are pretty lurid and colorful, but I am not an exhibitionist. I knew that if I were to tell my stories to anyone beyond my circle of friends, it would have to be for a damn good reason. There's no way to process and understand the significance of the events of your life, much less write about them in a way that might actually benefit a reader, until you have a little perspective. In other words, the phrase tragedy plus time equals comedy is absolutely correct. My amendment to that is tragedy plus time plus comedy plus attempted murder plus incredible feats of survival equals a story of redemption worth telling. The passage of time has allowed me to reflect on how, despite my life having been a repeated cycle of trauma, I have risen above those experiences. Trauma did not define me. I began to realize that my story is less about the details of the catastrophes that I have lived through and more about the way I chose to respond. All of which brings me back to my response to friends who insisted that I write about my life. Who would care anyway? The answer to that is possibly you, dear listener. Storytelling is how we learn, teach, grow, and connect with one another. And my hope in sharing some of my story is that it will touch, inspire, motivate, and help you. Now that I'm strong enough and far enough away from all the tragedy to write about it, I'm sharing my stories because I want to show that it is possible to move past adversity, illness, violence, poison, madness, and loss. Tremendous loss. I was able to move past and to let go, heal and forgive those who have hurt me and wronged me. Just as important, I was able to forgive myself. I hope that my story will inspire you to find what will keep you going and allow you to live in happiness and joy. I hope you will learn, as I have, how not to just survive, but how to thrive. And just maybe, you will write about what you experience, and you will become the next in a long line of storytellers, because our stories need to be told.